Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fourth week after the Sunday of Trinity. Sunday, our scripture reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 36 through 42. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. He also told them a parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye," when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? Our scripture lesson comes from Luke chapter 6, verse 36. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Jesus is not speaking here of the kind of mercy that human reason commends and suggests to us. This is mercy which is selfish and self-seeking, which gives to those who are important and learned, to those who have earned it and merited it, to those whom it loves or who are beautiful, to those from whom it can expect some benefit or advantage. For if I give to him who has earned it, or if I consider beauty or friendship, I'm only performing a duty or paying a debt and not carrying out an act of mercy at all. This is what the Lord meant when he said in the section immediately preceding this gospel, quote, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those to whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again." The mercy of Christians does not seek its own advantage or repayment of any kind. It must always be extended in all directions. We open our eyes and keep them fixed on all men alike, on friend and foe, and be merciful, even as our Heavenly Father is merciful. Let us pray. Your steadfast love, O Lord, never ceases, and your mercy towards us knows no ending. It is new every morning and accompanies us in the night seasons. Grant us grace to follow and practice a similar mercy towards our fellow men for your name's sake. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.